What is in a name? This is Dr. Herbert Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is in a name? Well, names come and go up and down and go in and out. And the world right now is going through a lot of headache because people are calling it names. And they're saying the economy is up, the economy is down, the Russians are getting business that the world needs, and that the Chinese are taking business from the Americans, and the Indians are doing this. All of these interesting things. Well, now, since when has America ever needed to depend on anybody else for its success? So long as America needs to depend on other countries for its success, it's going to be a weak country. Now, Switzerland has always depended on itself and been a successful country. Oh, it knew how to use other people's money, but it always depended on itself and its own genius and been a very successful country. Germany has been a weak country all of its existence because it has always tried to take something from somebody else. It always wanted everybody else's land or everybody else's people and always wanted to manipulate. France is a reasonably successful country because it just has an in-house program, much like Switzerland does. But America has been successful throughout all of its years, abundantly so in every possible way. Why have they been successful? Because they have sung songs about their success all the way along. America the Beautiful, and all the other songs that they sing. Okay, now, what's in a name? A lot of us like cars, and we like to drive cars, and we think cars are just wonderful to go into. And we like the little smart car. We think the smart car is a supercar. And the various other cars are supercars. But everybody, even if they were going to have a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, everybody thinks that a Jaguar is great? Or is it what? A Mercedes. Historically, the Mercedes has always had one symbol standing for it. It was a beautiful car, expensive and nice, but it had a symbol standing for it that it has never broached. It left it once in a while, but not for long. And that symbol was quality. The Mercedes has always been known for quality. Anybody who drives a Mercedes, they got a few bucks. They can afford it. They can afford that extra, like your grandma, you know. She drives a Mercedes, and she thinks that that's just really super. And she's right. She bought a modest model. She didn't buy the biggie deal because she didn't need the biggie deal. But she bought a Mercedes. She could have bought any other car in the world, and what she paid for her Mercedes, she could have bought three or four of a like car by another manufacturer. Now, what is so wonderful about a Mercedes that makes everyone want a Mercedes if they want quality at all? I could never afford a Mercedes. And that's right. You could never afford a Mercedes because you don't think you're worth it. You don't think you're a quality person. Now, does every quality person have to have a Mercedes? No. But every quality person has a Mercedes. And the reason every quality person has a Mercedes is that every quality person likes themselves. They give themselves the very finest. They don't flaunt their quality. They are quality. The queen doesn't go around flaunting, I'm the queen. Everybody worship me. She just is the queen. She has that quality about her, that essence about her, that beingness about her that everyone respects and honors. That's living quality. Now, everyone's not going to be a queen. Oh, really? I showed Ellen a picture of my sister that I took, and she looked at it, she said, she is a queen. Now, what makes Marie a queen? Well, she has her hair done. It looks very nice. She dresses nicely. She's not a beautiful woman. She's a very lovely woman, very gracious woman. But she's not a beauty queen. She's not a Princess Di, you know. But she's a queen. Now, what makes her a queen? She absolutely likes herself. She absolutely enjoys her own company. She absolutely thinks that everything she does is correct. Well, a lot of people think that everything they do is correct. But I'm going to do this because I want to do it. I want to do this because, you know, they argue their way. They argue their way for doing what they want to do. People of quality do not argue their way to do what they want to do. They just say, I believe this is the right way to do it. Or they just plain do it. But they don't talk about it, and they don't argue about it. I've told Ellen again and again and again, if you want to give orders and tell people things that need to be done on campus, do not discuss it with them. Do not argue it with them. Just say, you can go and rake the leaves. You can go and wash the dishes. You can go and do whatever she tells you to do. Now, is Ellen telling you to do these things because you are not quality? Or is she telling you to do these things because these are tasks that we do on campus, all of us? Does Ellen do the dishes just as well as anybody else? Does she cook food as well as anybody else? Does she enter into things as well as anyone else? She's quality. Now, a person of quality doesn't mind doing anything. Do you know what Ellen did when she first came to campus? We had 10 acres on the other side of the highway, and we had many dogs. And these dogs defecated all over these 10 acres. And I said, Ellen, your job is to take the plastic bags, the shopping bags, and go around and pick up all the doggy do and put it in the trash. Ellen says, me? You know? And I said, yes. There's no task too great or too small for any of us, you know. After she did that, she never forgot that. She always realized there is no task too great or too small. And Ellen is a lady. She can sleep on the floor or in a bed. Ellen is quality. Now, I'm not blowing Ellen's horn. She does that easily enough by her attitudes and her ways of living. But what I'm saying to you is, once quality, always quality. Did her mother and father raise her to respect herself and to think that she was a worthwhile person? Yes. Did they say, our family doesn't do these things, or our family does do these things? Does our family act with dignity under all circumstances? Do we stand up under all circumstances for principle? Well, this is what Mercedes does. Now, Mercedes fell into poor hands from time to time. And whenever Mercedes fell into poor management hands, the first thing they did was nibble away at its quality. And he said, if we put in a little less quality on these parts of the car, no one will ever see it or know it, you know. Well, it comes out. It oozes out. It says, you can't hide when you're going against your character or you're going against principle. And the world knew that Mercedes was cheating. And Mercedes quickly got rid of the managers, the CEOs and the people who were in charge of their program, and got back quality people. And when Mercedes-Benz, as a company, joined, they joined to be quality. And now Mercedes has joined another company. And let's see what's going to happen. It's going to have foreign taints to it. It's going to have, whether it's other countries or other people or other management believe in quality or not, we will see. We will see. The same is true of Bentley and Rolls-Royce, but a little different. They are just top of the line, and beautiful, and ugly. Mercedes is top of the line, and beautiful, and gracious, and magnificent. Now, do you want to be top of the line like Jaguar, which is not really a usable street car for most people, that's why they don't sell so many? Do you want to be a Bentley or a Bentley or Jaguar, Bentley or
Rolls-Royce,
let's see. And I don't even have them in my mental thinking. You want to be those type of cars that are with their snooty noses up in the air, you know? I'm a Bentley, you know, and very expensive because I got expensive parts, but I don't have integrity in me. See, the Bentley doesn't have the feeling of livability that the Mercedes has. And the Rolls-Royce doesn't have the livability. People who drive Rolls-Royces always got their noses up in the air because they think they're so good. But people who drive Mercedes are cool people. They're usually quality people. They're usually people of great respect for themselves and great honor for themselves. Well, this is what each of us might like to do. Have great respect and great honor for ourselves. We might want to make sure that what we put in our body is quality food. That what we eat is quality food. We want to make sure that what we think in our mind are quality thoughts. Thoughts of beauty, thoughts of goodness, thoughts of honor, thoughts of truth. When we think these thoughts, then we are honor, truth, goodness. Then we are the dignity that comes with thinking those thoughts. We can do that. We can do that. Now, whenever you are confronted with a decision, just think in your mind, am I a Ford, a Bentley, a Jaguar, a Rolls-Royce? Yeah? Or am I a Mercedes? Am I a universal, all-around, fantastic quality being that stands up at all times for the best quality in me, the best attitudes, and the best world? It's a good thing to think about. And what kind of thought goes into the Mercedes? Good thoughts. What kind of thoughts go into other things? Well, we see the evidence. We see the evidence. Isn't that interesting? The world is going into a energy crisis, and just at the moment that the RUVs were coming out, and all of the recreational vehicle cars were starting to be built into the other cars around the world. And the other cars around the world, which had always built small cars that were used a minimum of fuel, now they're using big fuel, trying to compete with the big boys. And it's going to have to do some changing. Do we, just an aside here, but do we have adequate fuel in the world?
Yes.
Does the United States have adequate fuel off its shores that it could pump and utilize and have more than ever it could use?
Yes.
Saudi Arabia has 200,000 gallons of oil a day that they produce, and they've just upped the production 300,000 gallons more a day. Now, the United States could output that in nothing flat if they would just use the offshore drilling rigs that they have. Or, yes, that's true. But the government said no to the offshore drilling rigs because they had had a couple of spills and it was dangerous for the waters. Well, they should just do it a little more carefully, you know? Do it a little more carefully. The terrorists took over, you know, 9/11, and the whole world shook in their boots. And rather than shaking in your boots, stand up and say no. And instead of putting everybody on alert, put the terrorists on alert. Hey, out of our country. We don't want you here. And anybody who is related to the Iraqians or Iraqians and what have you is not allowed in the country, so long as the terrorists are gone. They'll take care of cleaning up the terrorists themselves, because they want to be in the United States. And so let them clean up these things. We know where they're coming from. We know what nations are doing these things. So let's do it. And let's just close the borders to Mexico and say, if you don't want to come through legally, we don't want you in here. Come through legally. We'll let you come through legally. But if you don't want to come through legally, we don't want you. Just close everything to it. You know, well, oh, but what would happen to our economy? The farmers need that. See, it just all goes back to economy. I would like to take it back to one other place. I would like to take it to integrity. Let it go back to our integrity. Do we believe in ourselves? Do we believe in our country? Do we believe in the world? And if we do, then we should stand up for it at all times. Some people might not like what I've just said, but let them live it. That's what we can do. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.